Welcome to the Lambs to Lions podcast. Thank you for joining us. Whether you are exploring your faith in God or looking to grow deeper in your walk with Christ, you're going to be encouraged, challenged, and transformed by this teaching from God's Word.
Good morning, men. Welcome to Lambs to Lions.
Guys.
All right, so today we're going to talk about the strength of humility, becoming men of joy and gratitude. Yeah. Figured this would be perfect today since we are in a series called Gratitude. And I was reminded that we don't just do it on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I try to remember that when I'm anywhere. Am I shining a light or am I not?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Where's the false alarm?
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, you know, it's at work sometimes I get in the mode where maybe I'm not, you know, and usually I am. So I have to check myself everywhere I go, you know, because we're Christians, so it doesn't matter if you're going through the Starbucks lineup, especially on Sunday morning, please. Like, Christians, man, like, slap yourselves, right? So we have some Starbucks workers in the house, and they tell me, they're like, the most dreaded day we work is Sunday morning.
Really?
I'm like, why is that? Because we have a bunch of Christians, and they forget they're Christians.
Wow.
They don't represent. Yeah. Sunday morning is the hardest day for them to work. And so just to give you an idea, right? Yeah, and so it's because people are, they're getting their coffee. Maybe they're not quite awake yet, and they're not focusing on the right thing, okay? So today we're going to be focusing on the right thing. Philippians 2, 3 and then 14 to 15 says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, and then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. So all to say that one of our leaders, Janine, told me that that was one of the hardest things that she would do, is she would try to shine the light at work and try to invite the ladies that she worked with to church. And because of the behavior that the ladies were that they were seeing on Sundays, it was turning them off coming to church.
Wow.
Yeah, so just remember that next time you go through a drive-thru. Whether it's McDonald's or whatever, be extra patient, be extra kind, be loving, and shine the light.
Yeah.
As men, we often chase success, control, and recognition, thinking that these will bring us strength and happiness. But in Philippians 2, Paul reveals a different kind of strength, one that comes through humility, gratitude, and joy. Real strength is not found in how high we climb, but in how low we're willing to go in love. And real joy doesn't come from having everything our way. It comes from having the mind of Christ. And that's something that I have to remind myself as an only child. Just saying. Right? Right? Like, come on. Don't always get my way. And so it is good. Not that my parents raised me that way, but as I kind of became an adult, I kind of was like, well, I'm my own person and this and that. And whoo, did I ever need Jesus? Yeah. All right. So your first point is strength in humility brings unity. So strength in humility brings unity.
Yes.
And unity and gratitude flow from humility. So Paul urges believers to be like-minded, having the same love. That's not possible when pride rules, but it thrives when gratitude does. So when we live aware of how much grace we've received, we stop competing and start appreciating. And that at home, at work, when we stop comparing ourselves and start thanking God for others, peace replaces tension. So here's something funny, right? So I'll go to work. And right now in this season, I'm still working at Greek Islands, right? And sometimes you can, like, go in there, and usually I start a little later than others. I'm like, Matt, these people are, like, so busy. I got nothing going on, right? And it's like, it can be a little frustrating because you're like, well, I'm not making money. They are. And I'm here. You know what I mean? But it's like, you just have to, like, be grateful or else nothing works out for you at all.
Your time will come.
My time will come. It's just funny because the one girl, she's like, I love taking tables at the beginning and stealing them all. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I love when all you can go home. When I close, I take them all too. You know what I mean? So I'm just being patient. And yeah, fair enough. Wednesday night was awesome, you know. It's just a different attitude though, you know. And then, you know, the girl's like, well, yeah, well, like, we got to take it while we can. And then we get sent home. Like, absolutely. And so it is amazing. But yeah, we just finished. We just finished Thanksgiving, and I was talking to a lot of the guys. Like, well, you know, Thanksgiving is like just one day, and I'm grateful every day. I'm like, absolutely. I'm like, you're 100% right, but for the most of the world, they need a reminder.
Yeah.
Right? That's why, like, Thanksgiving is like a reminder to do that every single day. And you know what? It can be hard when you're going through challenges, right? But we still have to be grateful. Right. And so having that reminder is great because you don't know what season these people are going into. And so I figured I would continue on that because gratitude breeds humility and humility breeds unity. Mm. Pride is often a hidden issue for many of us. And we might think that we don't have a pride problem. At least that's what I thought until I looked in the mirror really closely and read the word of God a little bit more. Then I realized I had a serious pride problem in many areas. And to be honest with you, I'm still working on some of that, okay? But if we're not releasing a certain control in our areas of our lives to God, then pride is at the root. Mm. Proverbs 16:18 warns us of this. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So this past year was trying. It was a trying one for me. You know, I found myself trying to control the outcomes and the timelines while God was patiently like holding the end of the rope, and I was gripping tightly. Like, no, over here. Like, I want it this way, right? And it's like refusing to let it go. But guess what? I didn't win. And all that striving led to stress and severe frustration.
Oh, that's good.
You know, my note says frustration, but. It was severe, okay? Then I realized something. I'm always trying to dummy it down in my notes, you know, but really how I feel, you know. So, but then I realized that God had it under control the entire time. My problem wasn't the situation. My pride was the problem.
Right?
So once I finally surrendered everything to Him, my joy returned, my stress melted away like fat on my body, which I need more to get rid of, and I found peace again. 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. So one of the biggest areas that I see men struggle with pride is trusting God for financial provision. Yes. As men, we're taught to be providers, and that's a good and godly responsibility. But we must also remember that God is our ultimate provider. And so when we refuse to trust Him with our finances, it's often because we're trying to maintain that level of control.
It's true.
And that was something that I've always been, that was a really trying thing for me because God has given me, and I'm really grateful for this, but He's given me a lot of gifts and abilities to make money. Because of customer service and sales, I've always had opportunities in front of me. But you know what? God says this in Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Yeah.
So many men will reveal this struggle through their giving or lack of it. When we withhold from giving to God's house, it's often a sign that we don't fully trust Him to provide. And I've been there myself, and every time I try to control my finances apart from God, it led to frustration and financial strain. And realistically, it was almost like no matter what I made, it's like there was like a funnel. And the funnel was the opposite way, you know, went like this.
Yeah.
And it's like everything was going wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Things would break and things would cost. Oh, man, it was ridiculous. Malachi 3:10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. But when I finally surrendered my money to God and trusted His way, I saw His faithfulness. God's math doesn't operate like our math, and His provision goes far beyond what we can calculate or comprehend. And Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. So ask yourself, am I being grateful for the people that God has placed around me? Or am I being critical and competitive, right? And I always have to check that in there. So here's a blank for you. A thankful man is a humble man. And a humble man is a strong man. You know, you ever see like, you know, like in the world, you'll see a humble man and you can see like people maybe making, trying fun of him because he's not being strong, but he's actually the strongest of them all. And that humble man is probably taking all of that abuse or whatever and just actually not reacting to it. You know, I remember this one time, you know, in the olden days, I took some girls from work and we all went out to the city to go to like a bar, right? And on the way out, we had fun, we danced, we hung out. And then on the way out, I left and there was this like round of guys that were just looking for a fight. They were just like beaking off at whoever just to try to get that attention. And the girls are like, oh, well, he insulted me. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm the only dude. And I'm like, here we go. And so the girls are going up to him. And I'm like, oh, so of course I have to go and get involved. So I go over there and I'm like, hey, guys, like, you've made a mistake. You insulted a girl that has, you need to apologize, right? Not just me sending in my convictions. And so you can tell these guys are not having it. So I look at the girl and boom, do I see in my peripherals. So I do one of these. If you don't see my legs up, so I just spun with it, right? And so now I'm here, guys behind me, and I'm like, is that all you got? Like, you know, I'm thinking, right? Is that all you got? Like, I'm like, I'm going to turn around and boom, right? Nice little scrawny dude. But I'm like, but then there's five guys behind him. And I was like, no, this is not going to work out. Yeah. And so you know what I did? Is the girls were like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, can we leave? Right? And then, you know what I mean? And they're like, really? I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, can we just go? And then, so then we start walking away. Now these other dudes are like, oh man, we just saw what happened. Did you, when do you want to go? Like, you want to go revenge? You know? And I'm like, no. I'm like, let's just not. They want the fight. They want the, this doesn't even hurt. Right? They just want the fight. Don't give them what they want. Do not give them what they want. And I just walked away, got in the car, and the girls are like, we have never seen a guy react that way ever. All the guys would have been in there, and then it would have been chaos and ambulance and police car. I'm like, yeah, but this is what they want. I'm like, I'm not giving that, right? And that was probably one of my, like, first moments of just, like, actually being humble and actually doing the math, too, because. Like, I can take one, maybe two, maybe three, like, you know. The big guy in the back here, oh, man. So, yeah. So point two, the mindset of Christ brings joy. The mindset of Christ brings joy. Joy is the natural fruit of surrendered life. Jesus didn't cling to his status. He humbled himself and obeyed. That obedience led to joy, not comfort and or ease, but deep joy in fulfilling the Father's will. Men who follow Christ's mindset don't need circumstances to be perfect. They find joy in serving, giving, and trusting God's plan. When life feels unfair, joy is choosing to say, Lord, thank you for what you're doing in me, not just for me. Mm-hmm. So we all have decisions to make, to dwell on the past or negatives, or to pick up God's word and do what it says. So here at Lance Alliance, we're here to help each other pick up the word of God, right? Study it and use it as our sword so we can all become stronger as part of God's army. It is an important part of our armor. And last month, we spoke a lot about our armor and how important it is to put it on every day. And as Christian men, it is our responsibility to have the mindset of Christ. So ask yourself, am I letting my circumstances decide my joy? Or is my joy anchored in Christ's example and purpose? Here's a line for you. Happiness is what happens to you. Joy is what happens in you when your heart aligns with Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? Happiness is what happens to you. Joy is what happens in your heart when your heart aligns with Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what the world gets wrong. Right? Getting a new car, that's happiness. But joy is that, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love cars, okay? I enjoy them a lot.
You know, but that's happiness. It's very temporary, because I don't know if you noticed, but like a day or two later, I'm not stoked about it anymore. You know what I mean? Right?
Well, like, I'm looking at Jeeps right now. I'm like, I know I'll be excited when I get it, but I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to bring me joy, you know, maybe a little bit on the trails, but joy is when you align yourself, you know, your heart with God, with Jesus. So point three, gratitude in every season leads to shining faith. Faith. And this is what I'm talking about, the drive-throughs. Gratitude in every season leads to shining faith. Shine that faith. Shine that light. Yeah. Paul continues to do everything without grumbling or arguing. Again, I struggle with that sometimes. That's not just good advice. It's a mindset of gratitude that leads to joyful witness. Gratitude transforms our attitude and our influence. Now, when we live grateful, we become lights in a complaining world, and people notice men who don't grumble but give thanks. Mm-hmm. And that's rare and that's powerful. And in trials, gratitude says, God, I don't understand, but I trust that you're working. And that heart of posture changes homes, workplaces, and entire communities. I'll tell you this. There's this guy that would come here, and I worked with him at Greek Islands too, and he had the kindest heart. Like, I swear, I've never heard this guy say anything bad. His name's Gavin, right? He would come here lots. And Gavin just had this amazing heart, and he was always so kind and so nice. A little bit way too slow at our workplace. I just like work, you know what I mean? Like working, because he just wanted to focus on each person and love on each one, which is so amazing. But you know, he touched the girls, like really touched the girls I work with, like really touched the staff, because they're like, he's so kind. And he was a great example of Jesus, a really, really good example. And that's why they loved him so much, because he just had like everything positive about him all the time. Right? And they just love that about him. I'm a little bit more of a Spitfire, so I don't know. Yeah. But I work with Spitfires. So it's always fun times. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So ask yourself, do I radiate joy and gratitude, or do I drain others with negativity? Something that I do very well is this. Be a thermostat, not the thermometer.
Yeah.
So I do set the tone. I set the temperature in the room a lot. And something I notice at work too is if I'm gone for a while, like when I hurt my ankle there, oh man, I came in and it just felt dark. It just felt dark, boring, lame. You know, like those are kind of how I would explain the tone in the room. And so everybody's like, we've missed you. This is a fellow Christian, Cam's here too. And he's like, we've missed you. So if you're looking for signals about how someone is feeling, it's kind of like you're trying to like take their emotional temperature, and then you're being a thermometer, right? But being a thermostat sets the tone in the room, and it brings joy in the room, and it's contagious. Or you can do the opposite too.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a thermostat, so if I go in down, like that's not good, because everybody will be down. But I can always bring everybody up. Yeah. Right? One of the guys that works, like, calm down all the time, right? Because, yeah. You know, he's always like, because I'm always up here, and he's like here, right? Yeah. And I'm like, nope, never, you know what I mean? You bring up to me, and then eventually, like, he's kind of come to the idea, like, okay, I can't fight this dude, like, I'm just going to embrace it. And so, you know, because I try to get people pumped up and excited, because then it creates a good atmosphere for all of us, and it actually really does help me in my job, where I'll say, oh, what a horrible position it would be, or even just a hard shift, right? And so it can be very contagious. This week, we had some serious behavior issues that we needed to correct at the after-school program. See, the thing is, the kids are not bad or the issue. Yeah. The problem is that it's the garbage they pick up all day at school, and then they bring it here,
yeah.
Right? And so I was like, okay, Coach Kerry, we're going to add more prayer. And then we're going to get in the front of the room. We're going to stand up. We're going to take the posture. And we're going to do I am affirmations until we feel better.
Yeah.
And so we've been putting that in every day. Excellent. Because, you know, I am a child of God. I am strong. I am more than a conqueror, right? Awesome. All these things that these kids need to listen and hear, and they need to do it. You know what? It's funny because some of the boys, they weren't really into it, you know, whatever. I'm like, stand up. No, sit. Stand up. Just do it. And we had the best day. Like, best day. And then not only that, but I went to work after and I had a great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, because I said the I ams too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. It was a great reminder for me to do that. Yeah. Right? So when we're teaching others, then it makes us do it.
But the power of speaking God's word over our life is amazing, and we often forget it. I like to be a thermostat in the room, not the thermometer. So that way I can set the tone, and I refuse a tone that is negative or down. Pastor Matt often says this, we focus on what we give power to.
Right.
Power is your blank there. And that's why whenever we gather here at this church, we celebrate what is working, not what isn't.
Come on.
Yeah. Right? Because that gratefulness heart, man, as soon as you start complaining, it's over. Okay? And so, of course, every single one of us are dealing with things in everyday in life, man. You know what I mean? We all have some kind of baggage going on. But we do not need to give power to those challenges. We need to stay strong, sober-minded, and focus on what is good. Gratitude is the soil where joy grows and faith shines. Again, blank is soil. Gratitude is the soil. So what are you working on here? What are you planting? The man who follows Christ's example finds strength in humility, joy in surrender, and happiness in gratitude. True joy doesn't come from having more. It comes from becoming more like Jesus.
Yeah.
And so your takeaway today is humility. Humility opens the door to gratitude, and gratitude leads to lasting joy. So now there's some reflection questions for you that you can do in your own time. But I just wanted to take a moment to, again, bring us back to where it all starts. And that's the relationship with Jesus, right? You know, we're talking about joy versus happiness. We're talking about gratitude. And the first place where it starts, that relationship with Jesus, accepting Jesus in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think all of us here have Jesus. But you know what? We always ask the question because you just never really know, do you? Mm-hmm. There's churches out there that they never ask the question. You know, so they have a bunch of Christians in the room, but it doesn't mean that they're saved. It doesn't mean that they have that relationship with Jesus. And so we do it here, and especially with this being recorded online and goes all over the world, you actually never know who's listening to this. And so if you're that person right now and you're needing that recommitment or you're needing that relationship with Jesus, we're going to walk through it really quick. It's nice and easy. Romans 10:9 says that all you have to do is declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you will be saved. And so let's do that. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For accepting me as I am.
For the lack of gratitude
that I've showed at times. And just forgiving my sins, Lord. Thank you, my past is past. And that you give me this opportunity to begin a new life with you.
I believe
that you came on this earth
and
died for me
and
rose 3 days later. Please come into my heart and do life with me now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.